I had a really great time with you tonight. The rest of the group is cool and all, but you know, I'm a one-on-one type of person, and you're the most easygoing out of all of them. Actually, I'm glad we left when we did. Did you notice Mike was trying to start a fight with a bartender? Jesus. You know, I always felt like I got along best with you. I mean, despite us knowing each other the longest. Shit, how long has it been now? 4 or 5 years? But I don't think it's only because we've known each other for almost half a decade. It's more because of you, you know. What do I mean? Well, you're smart and charming and incredibly kind, and you're beautiful. And honestly, I've felt like this for a long time, that I've had feelings for you for a long time. Did you really not know? Ooh, you were just ignoring it. Cool. So you were just ignoring it when you'd come crying to me about the arsehole of the month you start dating? Even though you know I had feelings for you? When I'm in fucking love with you? I just don't get it. Can't you see that I can take care of you? And I'll treat you with the love and respect you deserve. Fuck, I cherish you. I know how valuable you are. And you only value me as a friend. Fuck, it's almost as if you want an arsehole. You want some piece of garbage to treat you like garbage. No! No, don't fucking say that shit to me. Don't lie to me and say you just haven't found the right one. Don't tell me that it isn't me when it obviously is. You know what? You want to be treated like shit, right? Well, here you fucking go. Oh, dumb fucking wine. Remember Jason? Or the kinky wild shit you guys would do? And tell me about it? Well, he knew I was in love with you. I remember telling me you fucking love this shit. Don't fucking struggle. You want to be treated like a worthless slut, remember? Do you like this? Do you like being forced onto your stomach on this cold, hard floor while I straddle you and pin you by the back of your neck? Do you like when I smack your tight little ass so hard it leaves handprints? If this is what it will take for you to love me, then so be it. Let me just slide my fingers into you. Oh, you do like it. Just a minute ago you would beg me to stop. And then what the fuck are you juices doing all over my hand? Oh, don't hold it in, sweetie. I want to hear you call out. I want to finally hear you call out my name. You don't know how much I fucking hated hearing you moan for all of those other pricks when we lived together. How I would tune out you saying their stupid goddamn names and imagine you saying mine instead when I jerked off. Or maybe you did. But you just ignore that too. That's enough. Get on your back. Hey! Hey! You do not walk away from me. I was going to make you feel good. I was going to eat you out and not stop until you came. I wanted to make you feel like the goddess you are. But obviously you're unappreciative, so I guess I'll finally focus on my pleasure. Do you know how many times I was offered to have sex with other beautiful women? How many times I turned them down? I did because I would never have been able to compare to you. Fucking them would be like fucking a fleshlight. But with you, it would be making love. And the same would go for you. Those arseholes were just dildos for you to pleasure yourself with. But with me, it actually means something. You look so pretty, darling. I almost forgot how small you are until you got onto your back. Well, until I made you get on your back. You look so frail. How only one of my hands is able to grasp both of your tiny wrists. How thin your neck feels with my other hand around your throat. Please be a good girl. I really don't want to hurt you, love. But if you misbehave, I will choke you so fucking hard that you pass out and then slap your face back to consciousness. Do you understand? Good girl. Now, I'm just gonna slide my cock in. What the fuck did you just do? What made you think you could kick me in the stomach and not face any consequences? I told you I didn't want to hurt you, but now you leave me with no goddamn choice. Now I have to almost choke the fucking life out of you so that you behave. Why can't you just be good? I don't want to do this, but... You... Why do you keep making me? Are you feeling okay, baby? I know. I've been rough tonight. But I'm only doing it for you. Now, if you just do what I say, I will make sure you feel good by the end of tonight, okay? Good. Now, I'm gonna finally do what I've been wanting to do for years. I'm gonna finally fuck your tight little pussy, baby. Oh, fuck yeah. That feels so good, baby. Oh, your pussy's so warm and tight around my cock. Oh, baby. Oh, you're such a good little slut, aren't you? Oh, yeah. How much I care for you. How much I want to take care of you. I know that deep down you only want to be my little slut. My little fuck toy. That's all you're good for, isn't it? To be fucked hard and rough. You need to be told what to do, right? Yeah. Oh. 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 No, that's just the way I like it. The way I like it. All those other fucking bastards to fuck you. It's not like we miss it. I'm the one who can really take care of you. I'm the one who can really fuck you like you deserve. Like the fucking whore you are. Like the fucking little slut you are. Oh, oh fuck. I'm gonna fucking come, baby. Yeah. I'm gonna come inside of you. And then we'll be together forever. Oh, once I fill you up with my seed, you'll have to be mine. Because you'll have my baby inside of you. Oh, please, baby. Please, baby, clench around my cock. I want to feel it come. I don't want to fucking hurt you anymore. Just come, you stupid fucking slut. I know you aren't faking this. I know this feels amazing to you. I know the difference between you being polite to your stupid ex-boyfriends and how good you feel with me. So just come. Or I'll make you pass out with my seed leaking out of you. Please don't cry, babe. I know it was intense. But next time I'll be gentler so it's easier on you, okay? Babe? I'm so glad that you're all mine.